With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our world. Happy hump day. It's 7:38. Supposedly it'll clear up a little later today. It'll be a halfway decent day. And not too hot either. Not today, anyway. Yeah. Tomorrow night, starting at the Punchline, tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, Scott Capurro will be performing. So if you've never seen him live, or you have and you're like, oh my god, he's at the Punchline, that's a grip, there's parking, woo! Scott Capurro, you can go to scottcapurro.com or of course radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. You know, this isn't a story I had in front of me, but I wanted to mention it because it sort of quietly came out on Friday of last week, and we'd just had Chris Kelly here.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, about, is this MoviePass?
Mm-hmm. MoviePass has officially gone away.
Dead.
Yeah.
And Chris Kelly was one of the big investors or big, I don't know if it was his idea or how that went.
He was definitely affiliated. I don't know what his involvement was, but that was one of his ventures.
But we just missed it by that much, being able to talk to the guy who was behind it. But apparently MoviePass is officially gone. It seems like the people who used it, they got a lot out of it. Right. They were able to go see movies, and it was way...
Well, for a little while, it was $10 a month, unlimited movies. And then
I had a friend who started going to movies at lunch.
Yeah.
And every
just
day.
Leaving when he felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, because I don't want to sit in a movie and eat lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, he liked it.
Sure. Didn't even have to stay for the whole movie. What does he care? He's not paying for it.
Right.
He's paying his $10.
Anyway, MoviePass is officially gone. I know that there were people, investors, who lost money on it.
Sure.
And those are the ones that are bummed.
Sure, there's plenty of people who are bummed.
Yeah, do people get refunded?
I don't know how that would go. I mean, I think...
Yeah, not if they're just investors in the company. If the company goes belly up,
well,
that's
I
just
mean,
money you gambled.
Well, I mean, people that subscribe to it.
Well, no,
they got way more than their money's worth.
Right. And then they kept rolling it. Like, then you could only see three movies, and then you couldn't repeat a movie. Then there were certain movies you couldn't see at all, and it just kept getting walked back till finally people were like, get that off my credit card. There's one subscription service I can get rid of.
Chris Kelly again, I guess we'll get to ask him about it, but he dodged that one by a day.
Mm-hmm.
This first story, the actual story is in front of me here. Californians are buying up electric cars.
Yeah, they're great.
But where will they plug in?
Oh, anywhere.
So this first guy, it's in the paper. It's a guy who agreed to talk with a reporter. Bruce Wolf is a guy who parks on the street outside his Haight-Ashbury flat in San Francisco. He doesn't have a garage, and there's no public charging stations in the neighborhood.
So
he charges in the parking lot outside of the nonprofit where he works in Marin County.
Oh.
He says he can't afford rent at an apartment that has a garage where he could charge. Twice in 7 years, he's had an electric car. He's run out of juice because he was unable to charge, and he had to be towed to a charging station.
Mm.
So his sentence here is, it becomes an economic justice issue, an equity issue, he says, of renters and their lack of access to car chargers.
Mm.
So while I do think if California has made it a goal to switch over so many drivers to electric, they have to seriously make
power available.
Right. That said, I feel like this is one of those conversations any one of us would have with our dad, where we said, well, I bought the electric car, but I can't charge it where I live. And as you're telling the story, your parent is looking at you like, do you hear yourself?
Yeah. Have you always been this dumb, or is it just since you left home?
Like, I get you want to be part of the club that right. isn't destroying the planet, mm-hmm. but if you can't, and this idea that you're going to put that on the government to figure it out for you.
Yeah. Wake up, fool!
Wake up, fool. You know, the thing is that you can fully charge an electric car in 20 minutes, but you got to have the supercharger. And there's been, so I have pulled off the highway where I know there's a supercharged. It costs, I don't know, a couple bucks.
Level three.
What's that?
Level three chargers.
Level three, whatever the hell they're called. I don't know what they are. The one that has the, you know, the little kidney shape. Whatever it is. Not the round one, the kidney one.
Right.
So you go there. It takes 20 minutes from zero to a full charge in no time at all.
For your car, though.
For my car, right.
Yeah, because we have less miles on our cars. Like if Tesla would take probably double or triple that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they have like 220 mile range.
I thought that Teslas, though, had specific Tesla chargers and that you could get across the country with 20 minute stops every 4 hours or something.
No,
like that.
No. They
well, you have a Tesla, you would know.
Yeah, you stop for about an hour if you're going to LA.
Oh, an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Maybe 40 minutes.
Maybe an hour. I don't know.
Californians are switching to electric cars in record numbers, putting the state on track to surpass its goal of having 1.5 million zero-emission vehicles on the road by 2025. So it's going well. The goal is headed that direction. It's a good thing. I just think that, you know, this is a case that made the newspaper because it's
right.
I don't know that it's funny.
But if you can find a quick charge near your house, it's only a couple of bucks. You pull in there, but you'd have to do that every day. And the whole point of the electric car is to skip the gas station, to tell you the truth.
He's making a big sacrifice, and I understand why he is. And I don't want to say I admire him, but I give him a lot of credit for the effort.
Mm-hmm.
But he's putting himself in a real pickle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when we're going to see California get with the program and make more charging stations available to people, but...
Yeah, I can't see them happening at street parking, although in the future that might be the way. Any place where there's a, you know, where there's a meter, there's, I don't know if there's electric to that, but maybe that's a point they could tap in on and make money, not just for the parking but for the charging as well.
Clean car advocates say potential infrastructure gaps could harm consumer attitudes towards electric cars at a
and
pivotal,
guitars. I mean,
you know,
hello.
What I mean?
They're loud.
We're right in the middle of people, myself included.
Yeah.
Thinking about switching over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find yourself going, you start hearing from people who go, I ran out.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be towed.
Mm.
That's tough.
Well, there are options for, I don't think with Tesla, but I have a 1 gallon gas tank, and that will get me
extended
range thing. Yeah, thank you. Well, you know all the terms.
I think in my case, it right now it's more about, can I invest in that? And actually, I could. There's it rains rocks on my car right now as I'm driving in because there's a lot of road construction. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't buy a new car ever right now. Like there isn't anything, great deal. And I'd say, I don't wait because it's raining rocks on my car. But I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It'd also have the ability to charge at home and solar power
and the ability to charge here.
I don't know that you should. I would definitely recommend against doing what? Hold on.
Yeah,
What's this guy's? Bruce? Oh,
right. Well, that's the thing. To me,
Bruce Wolf.
The anxiety that it would cause me in my heart to not know if I was going to be able to get a full
Bruce.
Charge somewhere would really be bothersome.
For the last 7 years, he's been charging wherever he can because he can't charge at home. That's
right.
Just crazy.
And you're not at work long enough. It takes a long time to get a full charge with just a regular, is it 110?
Oh, yeah.
It takes forever.
Chargers,
it's got to be
forever.
Charged
19
all,
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not even from an empty charge. That's like, it'll take all night for it to charge mine back. It's a lot.
Like, I get it. His heart is in the right place.
Yes.
For sure.
He's certainly not contributing to global warming. Or less, anyway. Although they say the carbon offset for the actual making and disposal of the battery. And then,
right. You
know, you are still using fossil fuels or at least partially for the electricity that you're getting. You wouldn't be, right? Solar?
No, I wouldn't be.
Of course, you know, you feed the grid. Your solar panels just feed the grid, not necessarily power your house.
Whatever.
Mm. Oh, someone says Half Moon Bay has street parking electric chargers.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah, they're around. Huh. Unfortunately, Bruce didn't, you know, scope out his sitch before he, or maybe he did and just said, it's worth it to me to sacrifice safety and comfort for not having a gas vehicle.
Oh, God, to run out of charge.
That's passion, Bruce. Yeah, you know what?
Good for you, Bruce. Way to go, Bruce. Way to lead the charge.
Way to lead a harder life than you need to.
But not pay for gas or for the power to change. He's charging it at his work. So his work is paying for his car.
Risky life he's taken on, though. Mm. Also, living in Haight-Ashbury. What are you, crazy?
Oh, this nice home's over there.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
if you get off the main drag.
Right. Up that hill a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
What's that hill? Telegraph Hill? What is that hill back there?
No, not...
Turtle Hill?
I don't know. I don't know what the name of it is.
Oh, no, it's not Turtle Hill.
Not Telegraph. St. David's.
We don't none of us know. How funny. But you know what? I just did it to us. Sorry, everyone.
You do it to us. It's true. Hold on.
Parents have sent everybody back to school, and here are some of the things they are so happy about. Mm. Watching TV and movies when they want to watch.
Just because the kids are gone or because the kids have to
do homework
in their room?
The kids are gone
or
the kids are right.
Have to go to bed.
Right.
All right.
According to a survey, here are the top 8 things parents love doing after their kids finally go back to school. Planning a weekend trip with just their significant other and no kids.
Mm.
I don't know how you do that. I mean, anyway.
That seems like a trick anytime.
Yeah. Organizing summer vacation pictures and making a photo book.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Going to a spa. Mm. Catching up with friends and family members. Exercising.
Well, it's nice to have a routine going. When the kids are in school, there's a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy, especially if you have to get up and get the kid in there, and then you can find yourself with an hour before you got to get ready for work or, you know, whatever it is. It's nice. You have a little time. Figure out a way to get some sweat going.
What's that hill called?
Hippie Hill, people are saying.
Yeah, it's Hippie Hill. I think that's a slang
term. I thought Hippie Hill was in the park.
It's Buena Vista Park.
Oh, Buena Vista Park.
Or Corona Heights, which is even further up.
Oh.
Hippie Hill's in Golden Gate Park.
I don't know where it is.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's not Hippie Hill. Hippie Hill's where the 420 party happens.
That's right.
In Golden Gate Park, where everybody lights up.
Call any place where you smoke a Hippie Hill.
I guess. How about a fast
I call it Haight-Ashbury.
Fast, I love those. The Four Non-Blondes were a one-hit wonder in 93, and their song was called What's Up?
What's going on?
Even though that's not one of the lyrics. The lyrics say, what's going on?
That's it. Hey, yeah, yeah.
But Marvin Gaye already had a famous song with that title.
What's up it was. What's going on? 25 years and my life is still.
That's fun, though, right?
Sure. Also, weren't none of them blonde? Oh, well, that makes sense. 4 non-blondes. What's going on? But that chick, Linda.
Linda Perry.
She's actually a big music producer.
Yeah.
And wasn't she like married to Melissa Gilbert or Sarah Gilbert?
Together,
whatever her name
is? They still are, aren't they?
Are they?
Why wouldn't they be?
I don't know. I thought something happened.
No, it looks like they're still together.
Oh,
yeah, of course they are.
Well, that's good. Love can last.
Marriage locks you down whether you're gay or straight. Mm. There you are.
Yeah.
Waking up to that person again.
Every day.
You're still here?
For the rest of your life.
You want it? You got it, dude.
You bought it. I want it. I got it. I bought it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning, team. Hey, Vinny, you still making your riff list? How about a little dab of chicken foot down the drain? First of all, the riff list was heavy metal riffs, not... And chicken foot wouldn't fall under that category. Mm. And I hadn't been, but I could do it easily.
I was actually thinking yesterday that I was hoping that you were doing it because I think we said we were going to do it. Did we do it on Friday or Thursday of last week? I think we did it Thursday of last week. And I don't want to know what you have on it. I want to be surprised.
Honestly going to be really easy.
Okay, great. So get your 10.
I'm just
going to
classic metal bands and then their best songs.
Then give it to Bryn and we'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow.
Well, right. Didn't we do it Thursday of last week?
I don't remember.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. We have Scott Kapur on at 8.
What time is Leslie Nichols? Mrs. Patmore.
8 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, so everything's going to be moved around on Friday anyway.
Man, this week just pinned me and started kicking my head in and hasn't stopped. Oh. It's already Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'm
going to go see Downton Abbey today.
Scott
Kapur tomorrow. Leslie Nichols on Friday.
Yep.
You going to Scott's show?
You're going to
Scott's
Scott show?
Be in
no,
here.
He'll be in tomorrow.
Gonna
be
in tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to see Scott tomorrow.
I see.
It'll be fun.
Because he is performing, right, tomorrow?
He is, starting tomorrow night at Punchline.
808 says, love, love, love you, Zet singing.
Oh.
I know. Oh, my God. So good.
It really is good.
Yeah.
Is born.
In a bad way, you guys.
Will you stop
it? I know
it?
What you're saying.
It's
you
called enthusiasm.
Vinny, you're torn for Janet. Comes at the hands of Les Moonves. It came out that he made it difficult for DJs so they would hate her and not play her music. It worked.
What?
The FCC is who came down on...
Yeah, it wasn't Les Moonves. It was... Well, we were told. Things have now changed.
Right.
And then, but what they did was show us what the personal fines that we would be responsible for every infraction. It really cleaned things up, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we've never been cleaner. We're like Quakers.
Oh, I land far of the line every chance. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
That's why we
near
like the secret
it.
Show. We just
right.
do whatever we want. And,
yeah, but even then, we're still very careful.
Sure. We can swear. We just, you know, try to stay in our lane.
Hey, S&V, I'm trying to get my bleep together financially, and I've been trying to figure out what that book is you recommended.
The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom by Susie Orman. It's great. Easy.
Hey, maybe we should have Enron update the link. Apparently someone said that we're on Facebook Live now, but people don't know that, or it doesn't say that, or it doesn't bring us there.
Oh. So if they go to look at the Looking Glass,
they're not told we can...
There's something going on with our Looking Glass site, so just go to the Alice Facebook page. We're live every morning on Facebook.
I think Entercom took another billy, and they went under the hood of the Looking Glass.
They're trying to get that thing just as good as Radio.com.
Oh, it's going
to
be...
Better, even, than Radio.com.
Right. Well, yeah. There they are.
Oh, just working hard.
Right. Schneider's on it. Do not worry.
Oh, great news. That guy seems totally trustworthy.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The real life Downton Abbey is going to be an Airbnb. Are you kidding me? What?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.